kind of place you want is hard to find. There's just no demand for haunted houses anymore, Mrs. Gruesome.
Well, Creepella, I guess we'd better go.
All right, Beardly.
Say, wait a minute, Mr. and Mrs. Gruesome. How would you like a broken-down mansion?
That's the kind we'd like.
It's the old Tombstone Manor place.
Sounds repulsively attractive.
Here's a picture of Tombstone Manor.
Oh, it's delightfully morbid.
Beautifully run down. I hope the neighbors are nice.
We've had trouble with neighbors.
Well, the folks next door to this place are the Flintstones. They're very friendly people.
Sounds nice.
We'll take it.
Good. I'll chisel out the contract.
Gobby?
Yes, Mummy?
Please keep Schneider the spider quiet.
Yes, Mummy. Quiet, Schneider, or I'll have to scrunch you.
That's a good boy, Gobby. We call him Gobby. His name is really Goblin.
Well, that figures. Well, good luck in your new home, Mr. Gruesome. Yeah.
Mr. Gruesome has a real gruesome handshake.
Clammy, isn't it?
Like a wet fish, Mr. Gruesome.
Some bats in the house, Creepella.
I'll start a garden. Grow our own toadstool, Weirdly, darling.
There's our new residence, dear. Tombstone Manor.
Oh, isn't it a lovely mess?
A little unfixing here and there, and it will be a total wreck.
Abominable lawn. I love it.
Waist-high crabgrass. With real cramps. Delightfully wretched place.
Oh, look, Weirdly. That must be our new neighbor, Mr. Soapstone.
Oh, Creepella, you always get people's names wrong. His name's not Soapstone, it's Flintstone. Come on, dear. Let's look inside our house.
Get off of me! A giant black widow spider! Don't worry, kid, I'll save you! One side, boy, I'll get him!
Come on, Schneider.
Oh, no, it's the kid's pet. What could his parents be thinking of? Now he's heading for that spooky old place next door. All the other kids leave Tombstone Manor strictly alone. Now he's getting into that black station wagon. Hey, that's no station wagon. That's a hearse.
We'll have the storage company move our things in, Weirdly.
Right away, Creepella dear.
We have a good start with Tombstone Manor, darling. We'll become solid members of the community. Join the clubs, the PTA.
Sounds delightful, Creepy dear.
I was not dreaming, Barney. The kid had a spider as big as your head.
Face it, Fred. You had a nightmare during the day.
I tell you, it happened. Say, what's that you planted?
Oh, it's a fast-growing watermelon seed.
And just what is a fast-growing watermelon?
That's a fast-growing watermelon, Fred.
This just isn't my day. Look at Bam Bam.
Hey, isn't that cute? He's putting Daddy's car in a garage. Oh, it's sure handy having the strongest kid in the world for a son.
Yeah, he's some kid. Okay, little Pebbly Poo, Daddy's coming. Hold on tight, Pebbles. Up she goes.
Oh, Fred, where are you?
I'm here, Wilma.
Oh, Fred, wait till you hear the good news. We're going to have new neighbors next door in Tombstone Manor. I was talking to Rock Dome, the real estate man, and he said a family is moving in today.
Hey, that's great. Whoever moves in will have to fix the place up.
Hey, we heard the good news.
New neighbors. Isn't it wonderful? They'll spruce up Tombstone Manor.
Oh, look, here comes a moving van now.
Must be the new neighbor's furniture. I guess it's not polite to stand out here and watch, Wilma.
Right. Let's go in the house and watch.
Right.
Hey, Fred, what's that thing over the moving van?
Just a little storm cloud, Barney.
Hey, Fred, look. The storm cloud's moving over the house now.
Must be one of those local showers.
Over one house? How local can a storm get?
Nature has many strange secrets, Barney.
And lightning is one of them!
Isn't that an odd-looking chair, Betty?
Sure is, Wilma. I don't get a charge out of that period stuff.
I bet you would if you sat in it.
Wow! Look at the size of that cheese slicer.
Everything's big. How about that crazy silverware? And look at that.
What is it?
I don't know, but I hope they keep it chained up.
Wilma, look at the size of that bird cage.
There's no bird that big. Of course, I could be wrong.
A smart cat would leave that bird alone.
Betty, I have an idea. I'll invite our new neighbors over for some cactus tea.
Wonderful, Wilma. And I'll bring some peanut butter sandwiches. I'll fix them right away.
Hey, what period is that furniture, Fred?
That is early torture chamber, period.
Hey, Fred, what kind of car is that?
That is the kind that takes you there but doesn't bring you back.
Hey, I didn't get a good look at the new neighbors, did you, Fred?
No, I didn't, but somehow I get the feeling that we didn't miss a thing. Come on, Barney, let's check the girl's reaction.
Yeah, okay, Fred.
Hey, look, Barney, the girls have fixed a snack for us. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Yabba-dabba-don't. They're not for you, Fred.
Well, for who, then?
For our new neighbors, to welcome them.
Welcome them? How about a nice hearty handshake and save the food?
You can have a peanut butter sandwich when the new neighbors arrive, Fred.
Hey, Fred, someone at the door.
Okay, I'm coming. Yes?
Hello, Mr. Flintstone. I'm Gruesome.
Yeah, you are, sort of. But knowing it is half the battle.
You can call me Weirdly.
I was just about to do that.
I'm your new neighbor, and I came over to borrow a cup of red ants.
Red ants? Hey, that's a funny gag.
My anteater didn't have lunch.
Oh, no! Stop! His anteater!
Fred, who's your friend?
Hey, this is our new neighbor, Mr. Weirdly Gruesome. What a sense of humor. It's a lot of laughs.
Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Gruesome.
Hi, Weird.
Mr. Gruesome, will you bring your wife over to have some tea and sandwiches?
Thank you, I will. But I really would have liked to have had some red ants.
There he goes again. Isn't he a scream? What a sense of humor.
Red ants?
I don't get it.
I don't want it.
Bring the little lady right back with you, Weirdly.
I will, Mr. Flintstone. We always manage to get odd neighbors. What a cute, tender animal.
Would you like sliced carrots for dinner, Weirdly, darling?
Oh, yes, Creepella, dear. Especially the way you fix them. I think we'll get along with our new neighbors, the Flintstones. They're revoltingly friendly.
I hope so. In the past, we've had only nosy, busybody neighbors always asking questions. Where's my pet cat? Have you seen my poodle dog? Where's my parrot?
There, creep, baby. Don't get excited. Let me hold your scrawny hand, my dear.
Why is everyone else in the world so odd, weirdly?
They simply can't help it, Creep Ella. Now, dear, let's slither over to the Flintstones.
I'll bet that Mrs. Gruesome is very attractive.
That's right. Usually when the husband is, well, you know, the wife is very pretty. Right, Fred?
And vice versa.
Here they come.
Mrs. Flintstone, this is my nauseatingly lovely wife, Creep Ella.
Oh. Hello, Mrs. Gruesome.
You may call me Creepy Cookie.
Creepy?
That's one of those vicey verses.
Oh, yes. I have a perfectly wretchedly darling little boy. He'll be over in a few minutes. He's so adorable, you'll love him.
Grisella, that's one of my good cups.
Good. Don't be so modest, darling. It's delicious.
Oh, yes. Our boy Gob is quite a little lad.
Gob? Is he a sailor?
Oh, no. Gob is short for goblin.
It figures. It figures. Does little Goblin have a pet spider that looks like a derby hat with legs?
He did have, but little Gob, shall we say, wore him out?
Yeah, let's say that. Spiders can't take it.
Goblin is the kind of boy you don't take to when you first meet him.
I'll buy that.
But when you get to really know him, you can't stand him. Here's Gabby now. Gabby has a new pet, a grasshopper. Isn't that cute?
Hold it! Hold it! Out with the grasshopper!
What a mean man picking on a little boy.
Fred, these people are our new neighbors. They're guests in our house. Now you apologize to the Gruesomes.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry I acted that way. I apologize, Gruesomes.
That's all right, Mr. Flintstone.
Good. Now, let's all dig into the sandwiches.
At least they left one sandwich. Hey! Wilma!
Fred, for heaven's sake, keep quiet. What will the Gruesomes think of us?
What will they think of us? Ask me what I think of them.
Fred, please don't hurt their feelings.
Well, okay.
Thanks, Fred. They're our neighbors, and I'd like to be friends with them.
Okay, sweetie. I'll be real neighborly.
You're sweet, Fred.
Shucks.
For there's such jolly good Gruesomes.
For there's such jolly good Gruesomes. Nobody can deny.
Oh, thank you. It's been nauseatingly gracious of all of you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, folks.
See you later, neighbors.
What's with the see you later stuff? I don't want to see them later. I'm Gruesomed up to here.
I've offered to mind Goblin for them. The Gruesomes have to go out for a while. I'll get it.
If it's the Gruesomes, we're not home.
Hello? Oh, this is Mrs. Flintstone. Oh, yes, Andre.
Andre? Oh, yeah, Wilma's hairdresser.
Are you sure, Andre? I thought my appointment was for tomorrow. All right, Andre, I'll be in today. Oh, Fred, dear.
Yes, Wilma?
Fred, I have to keep a hairdressing appointment, so I can't mind little Goblin for the Gruesomes.
You're lucky.
But I can't disappoint the Gruesomes. They're counting on me to mind Gobby.
Hey, Wilma, Fred and I could mind little Goblin.
Oh, yeah? Well, who's gonna mind little Pebbles and little Bam Bam, our own kids?
No problem. Betty's coming with me. We'll take Pebbles and Bam Bam with us. Thanks, boys. See you later.
Fred and I could mind little Goblin.
Big mouth, you walked us right into that one.
So what, Fred? We be good neighbors to them, they'll be good neighbors to us. There's no greater credo, Fred, than love thy neighbor.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. We'll mine little Gobby for them. Gee, way down deep, you're a good guy, Fred.
It's revoltingly nice of you to mind little Goblin for us.
We won't be long.
Well, there he go.
Yeah. And I'm glad the storm cloud's going with him. Now, play nice with your healer, Monster Gobby. We're going to take a look around.
Hey, nice house for a Halloween party, Fred.
Yeah, it's already got one goblin.
Very funny, Fred. Hey, get a load of those hatchets over there.
Yeah, looks like a Boy Scout night that wouldn't quit.
Hey, what's that, Fred?
That's a bat, and I don't mean baseball.
Come on, Fred, let's check on little Gobby. Hey, Gobby's gone, Fred.
Yeah, I might know where he is.
You see anything, Fred?
A turtle, two toads, but no goblin.
Hey, there he goes, Fred.
Come back here, Gob.
You see him, Fred?
Yeah, I see him all right.
What happened, Fred?
He used a new blade on me. Hey, come back here.
Gee, that's a fast kid. He's disappeared already.
Maybe he went in that door.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll go and look.
Oh, okay. Don't rush me, Fred. Just stairs down to the cellar, Fred.
Well, get down and see if he's there.
Well, I'm not the curious type, Fred.
Go on. We'll both go down.
Stop pushing, Fred. I think I see his eyes shining, Fred.
Yeah. I'll grab him. It's a herd of crocodiles, crocodiles,
alligators, alligators.
That's it. I'll hold the door, Barney. Get a mallet.
Here, right, quickly.
Hurry up. Oh, boy, what a place this is.
Hey, here's a sandbox, Fred.
Yeah, maybe he's hiding in here. Hey, I'm sinking!
It's a quicksand bug.
I know! Pull on! Not that hard.
Here, Goblin. Here, Gobby.
Where can that kid be?
Hey, let's go home, Fred.
We'll have to find Gob first, then we'll get out of here.
Oh, Fred!
What is it?
That flower grabbed me.
That's ridiculous. Flowers don't grab people.
Help! Help! Do something, Barney!
Don't worry, Fred. I'll save you. Must be a tiger lily.
Oh, goblin!
Come out, wherever you are.
Let's stick close together, Barney.
Right, Fred. That's interesting.
Gobby might be hiding in here. Oh, pardon me.
It's all right.
I'll get you this time.
Ha! Uncle.
Oh, okay. Uncle, I'll put him down. I'm going. Did you find him, Fred?
Yeah, I found him. Let's get out of here, Barney.
Oh, not me, Fred. I promised to protect little Gobby, and that's what I'm going to do. Oh, there you are.
Uncle.
Okay, Uncle. I'm putting him down. Like you said, Fred, let's get out of here!
That isn't easy, Barn. I haven't been able to find the way out.
I'll tell you what, Fred. You look that way, I'll go this way.
Okay, Barn. If you need help, yell for me. I'll come a-running. What a creepy place.
Fred, help!
I'm coming, Barn! Whoa, what's trouble?
No trouble yet, Fred. I just wanted to see how fast you could get here.
Get going. Find the way out.
Well, okay, Fred. I heard a lot of footsteps. Nobody. I must have imagined it. Now I'm imagining something else.
Help! Fred! Okay, I'm coming!
Let go, I say!
Here we are home again, Creepella.
Good old Tombstone Manor.
I hope our boy has been a good little goblin.
There he is now, riding his man-eating iguana. Isn't he cute? I hope Goblin hasn't done you-know-what to Mr. Flintstone and Mr. Rubble.
Could be. Gobby is at the prankish stage.
Mommy won't be mad. Tell her. Did you hide the nice man down the wealthy?
Or cement him in the walsy?
Isn't he darling, the way he ignores us?
He's delightfully disobedient.
Help! 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 Help!
They're inside, safe and sound.
Goblin wasn't naughty after all.
Help! Help! Put a stone!
They're having fun with Aki.
No, Aki, put them down. You've played enough. Thank you very much, neighbor.
You're welcome. Same here.
See you later, Betty.
Okay, Wilma.
Goodbye.
Your hair looks just darling.
Thank you, Betty. Fred, what's going on?
We're moving. Get your clothes packed.
Moving? Why?
Because I'm not going to live next to that gruesome twosome, that's why.
But Fred...
Get your things packed. We're getting out. Nothing could make me stay here with those gruesomes next door.
And here are the stars of At Home with the Gruesomes.
The Gruesomes?
We hope all you viewers will tune in our show next week. Creepella and I are just the usual simple homebodies. But we will have unusual guest artists on our show each week. There's a lot of talent right here in Bedrock, and we'll bring it to you.
Wilma! Wilma!
What is it, Fred?
Stop this nonsense. We're not moving. We're staying right here.
But you said you didn't like the gruesome.
I said. Since when are you paying attention to what I say?
Why aren't we moving, Fred?
You just don't move away from TV stars.
TV stars? Fred, where are you going?
To the gruesomes. Where else? Hey, Whitley! Whitley boy! Open up! It's neighbor Fred. I saw you on TV, Weird. You were great, great, great. What poise, what a voice. And you were ravishing, Creepella. Oh, you photographed beautifully.
Why, Mr. Flintstone, you stepped in Goblin's little mousetrap.
Yeah, with my big toe.
Gobby, you know you shouldn't have trapped Mr. Flintstone's toe.
Oh, think nothing of it. I like a boy with a sense of humor.
Let go! Let go! I'm sorry about that.
Think nothing of it. I love playful plants. Weirdly.
Yes, Mr. Flintstone.
You know, there's a lot of talent here in Bedrock. Take me, for instance. I sing. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-da. And I dance. I'm very popular in this town. I'd be great for your opening show.
Give him the button, Weirdly, darling.
Excellent suggestion, Creepella, my dear.
And then I end with an off-the-water buffalo. Barney!
You auditioned too, huh, Fred?
Yeah, and they sure don't go for a single act.
You mean, we team up?
What can we lose? Let's rehearse it!
We certainly have some oddball neighbors, Creepella.
Seems like we always do, Weirdly. We always do.
Ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum-ta-dum